Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny with a high near 46. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 32. Breezy winds from the south, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. On Tuesday, rain after noon, high near 45. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Wind gusts from the southeast as high as 40 miles per hour. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half inch possible. And in the news, Wisconsin Public Radio is reporting that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced new details of his proposal to cut taxes by more than $1.2 billion in the next two-year state budget on Sunday, as Wisconsin's budget surplus has topped $7 billion. Evers first approved the tax cut last August that includes a 10% state income tax for the middle class. Individuals making less than $100,000 and married couples or joint filers making at or below $150,000 would benefit from the proposal. Evers said the proposal would provide $839.6 million over the budget for low and middle income residents, with an average cut of more than $200 annually for 1.9 million filers. His plan requires approval from the Republican-controlled legislature. The current energy in the Republican majority is to develop and propose a flat tax approach to financing the state, a plan that Evers has said he will veto. In his budget, Evers is also proposing to increase the federal earned income tax credit to more than $300 annually on average for 200,000 families, enhance the homestead tax credit to help seniors, and increase eligible household income to $35,000, expand property tax relief for veterans with disabilities by providing $53.5 million over 2 years. On Tuesday, we'll look at more of the budget proposal Evers is hoping to push forward. Again, some information for this report comes with permission for our use from Wisconsin Public Radio Online. In a related story, the Wisconsin Examiner shares that governors from throughout the country met with President Joe Biden at the White House on Friday to hash out the best way to implement the billions of federal dollars flowing to their states from both bipartisan and Democratic legislation. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy, chair of the National Governors Association, said the laws represented game-changing investments in our country that the governors were in the midst of implementing. The bipartisan infrastructure law, the semiconductor manufacturing and science bill, and Democrats' signature health care and climate change legislation, Murphy said, were all helping to boost jobs and address the issues states had been facing, the Examiner reported. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.